Why temporary fixes fall short? Ah, the siren song of quick fix diets. So tempting, right? They dangle the promise of speedy results with what seems like little to no sweat off your back. And who hasn't been tempted to hop on the bandwagon, dreaming of that overnight transformation? It's like dieting has become the modern quest for the Holy Grail, with everyone searching for that one miraculous fix. But here's the rub. These diets often treat the symptom, not the cause. They're like putting a Band-Aid on a leaky pipe. Sure, it might hold up for a bit, but it's not going to fix the underlying issue. This leads to the infamous yo-yo effect, where you're bouncing from one diet to another, each time hoping that maybe, just maybe, this one will stick. At the heart of it, the problem is seeing diets as just a quick detour rather than a long-term journey. They often focus on cutting out things in the here and now, aiming for rapid weight loss instead of considering what's truly sustainable and healthy in the grand scheme of your life. It's this cycle of restriction and relapse that turns eating into a battleground rather than a source of nourishment and joy. Understanding our body's resistance. The reason diets often fail over the long term lies in how our brains and bodies react to them. Neurologically, dieting can trigger a scarcity mindset, causing increased cravings and a preoccupation with food. This reaction is partly due to the body's homeostatic mechanisms, which strive to maintain energy balance. When calorie intake suddenly drops, the body responds by slowing metabolism and increasing hunger signals, making sustained dieting a battle against biological instincts. On a neurochemical level, restrictive eating can disrupt the balance of neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, impacting mood and reward pathways. This disruption can lead to feelings of deprivation and a strong desire to eat forbidden foods, often culminating in overeating or binging when the diet is broken. Delving deeper into the body's response to dieting, it becomes evident that our physiological and psychological systems are intricately linked. For instance, the hypothalamus in the brain plays a crucial role in regulating hunger and satiety signals. When you diet, especially with severe calorie restriction, the hypothalamus perceives it as a threat, similar to famine conditions, and triggers mechanisms to conserve energy and increase food intake. Additionally, dieting can lead to an imbalance in the gut-brain axis, the communication pathway between the gastrointestinal system and the brain, which influences feelings of hunger and fullness. Changes in the gut microbiota due to dieting can affect this communication, altering appetite regulation, and sometimes leading to increased cravings for unhealthy foods. The psychological impact of dieting cannot be understated either. Constantly thinking about food restrictions can increase stress levels, leading to the release of cortisol, another hormone that can promote weight gain, especially around the midsection. This stress response can make the dieting process not only mentally exhausting, but also counterproductive in terms of weight management. Furthermore, the social and environmental factors related to eating habits come into play. Dieting often requires individuals to resist cultural and social norms around food, which can lead to a sense of isolation or social friction, adding another layer of difficulty to maintaining dietary changes. The science of temporary change in dieting reveals a complex interaction between neurological, hormonal, and psychological factors that resist abrupt alterations in eating habits. These natural resistance mechanisms make it challenging to sustain diets that are drastically different from one's usual eating patterns, highlighting the need for more holistic and sustainable approaches to healthy eating and weight management. Strategies for lasting well-being. To craft a path towards sustainable well-being and step off the dieting merry-go-round, consider these practical strategies. Set realistic goals. Begin with achievable objectives that don't drastically alter your routine. For example, aim to add one piece of fruit to your breakfast daily or include a serving of vegetables with every dinner. Embrace variety. Diversify your diet to include a wide range of nutrients. Try new fruits, vegetables, grains, and proteins to keep meals interesting and nutritious. Increase activity. Gradually. If you're not very active, start with a daily 10-minute walk, then slowly extend the time or intensity. Find activities you enjoy, like dancing, biking, or yoga, to stay motivated. Practice mindful eating. Focus on your food when you eat. Chew slowly, Savor the flavors and listen to your body's hunger and fullness cues. This can help reduce overeating and increase meal satisfaction. Cook more often. Preparing meals at home allows you to control ingredients and portions. Experiment with healthy recipes that are both satisfying and nutritious. Seek support. Share your health goals with friends or family members who can offer encouragement and accountability. Consider joining a support group or working with a nutritionist. Be kind to yourself. Change takes time, and setbacks are part of the journey. Instead of aiming for perfection, focus on progress and celebrate your successes, no matter how small. Adapt and reassess. As your lifestyle changes, your needs will too. Regularly evaluate your habits and goals, making adjustments to continue your path towards sustainable well-being. A journey to sustained health. Maria's tale begins in a familiar place for many. The relentless cycle of dieting, where each new trend promised the solution she desperately sought. For years, her life was a series of weight fluctuations and mounting frustrations. Each diet plan started with hope, but inevitably led to disappointment. The breakthrough came when Maria decided to step off the dieting roller coaster and look at her health through a lens of long-term habits rather than temporary fixes. "I was tired of the constant ups and downs, both on the scale and in my mood," Maria recalls. "I realized that I needed to stop looking for quick fixes and start making changes that I could live with every day." Maria began to focus on incorporating a variety of whole foods into her diet, paying attention to her body's signals of hunger and fullness. She started with small steps, like swapping out sugary snacks for fruits and adding vegetables to every meal. Exercise became a regular part of her routine, not as a punishment, but as a way to celebrate what her body could do. "The shift was gradual, but the impact was dramatic," Maria explains. "I learned to enjoy the taste of real food and found joy in movement. It wasn't about denying myself or following strict rules. It was about building a healthier, happier life." Today, Maria maintains her healthy weight with ease, not because she's on a strict diet, but because she's established a pattern of living that naturally supports her well-being. "I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything," she says. "I found a balance that works for me, and I've never felt better, both physically and mentally." Subscribe to Kokoro's weekly newsletter now to elevate your Tuesdays with amazing ideas, actionable tools, and exclusive insights from our professional collective.